Now, a teenage climate activist from County Clare has been selected to become part of the inaugural C40 Global Youth and Mayors Forum. 15-year-old Saoirse Exton from O'Brien's Bridge is one of only 14 young people from across the world to be chosen to join the Global Forum. And the forum will bring together 14 youth climate leaders and 6 mayors from various cities and countries to discuss how a new global green deal can be made a reality. Saoirse Exton, climate activist, joins me on the line this morning. Saoirse, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. When did you first become interested in the climate and all about it?
Well, I first became a climate activist over 2 years ago, so it was March 2019, and I suppose I just decided I wanted to start striking one day with the striking from school with Fridays for Future. And before that, I hadn't really been aware of how much of a crisis we were in. Like, I was interested in various different like political and social justice stuff, but When I decided to start striking, that's when I really realised how bad everything was, if you know what I mean, when it came to the climate. And so I just tried to jump in as much as I could.
We've often heard it said that the youth are our future, and it is in the past few years particularly that younger people have been become very concerned about climate and climate change and so forth, and some people might have seen the strikes as an easy way to get out of the school. But young people are very passionate about this, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually really inspiring to see so many other young people so, I suppose, yeah, passionate about this, you know, because it is a crisis, and it is something that's going to affect us more than anyone, because it is going to be our futures that are affected. So it is, it's really incredible to see that passion.
What are your biggest concerns at the moment, Saoirse?
I'm concerned that, well, I suppose the biggest one I would say, an umbrella kind of concern, is that I won't really have a future, and if I do, it will be, you know, it won't be as, not everyone will be able to experience that future. Obviously, we're very privileged here in Ireland because we're not feeling the direct effects of climate change right now, but just knowing that there are people currently my age who may not even have a place to stand by the time that they get to like their adulthood, because their islands are sinking into the sea, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I suppose another concern is that the biodiversity, the unique and you know, the wide variety of biodiversity that we have in this country and across the world, it is starting to kind of degrade everywhere, and in some places, you know, there are species that have gone extinct or are going extinct. We are facing the 6th mass extinction event, which is, it's scary. It is scary, and so I have loads of concerns about this, but I also have a lot of hope, you know.
A lot of hope as well. Is it frustrating for you to know that young people have to take up the mantle, that young people have to fight this fight, because the adult population in many cases might not be seen to be doing that and don't appreciate that the world we live in now will be your world in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, it is kind of ridiculous, you know, when people say, oh, but you're too young to care about this, because it's like we have to care about this. Again, this is our future. This is our lives. And so many of the leaders, who are all adults obviously, they don't really seem to care, and they seem only really orientated with the economy in mind. And even when they do have the economy in mind, they can only see it through one kind of like lens. And that's just greed, until there's nothing left. And it's really unfair, because we're going to have to live with lots of mistakes that, you know, your generation might have made.
What about the global youth? I mean, most of your campaigning has been at a local level. You're very concerned about your own country, obviously, but now you're on the global stage. Tell me about the C40 Global Youth and Mayors Forum and how you got involved in that.
Well, I'm involved in a couple of different networks internationally. So I was involved with Fridays for Future internationally for a little while there. And I'm involved with a couple of other groups that would kind of, their entire purpose was just to be a network and to share opportunities. And so I saw the C40 thing, and I'd heard about C40 kind of briefly before. There's an activist in America who was involved with the Mayor's Forum. And, you know, I just think I thought it looked really, really cool, so I applied, and I suppose I got in. And it was really exciting for me, because it's so different from anything that I've done before. Like, I've never really had that level of international engagement, kind of like you said. And so it's really exciting.
Do you believe that you can make a difference, that younger people are making a difference?
Absolutely. I think even just the fact that, like, I don't think that the current climate bill is the best thing in the world, but even the fact that it is in place, the fact that it exists, is a testament to the climate movement. You know, we've, like, over the past 2 years, there have been so many things that young people have pushed for and that have happened. And, you know, like, I think it's possible if we unite together, intergenerationally unite, like the C40 Global Youth and Mayors Forum, you know, across borders, we can achieve climate justice and we can achieve climate action. And that's why I have hope.
Very good, Saoirse. All the best in the future. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. That's Saoirse Exton from O'Brien's Bridge, who has been selected to be part of the inaugural C40 Global Youth and Mayors Forum.